Hello and welcome to Press Any Button. I'm Nikki.
I'm Eric.
And today we're going to be talking about Elite Beat Agents. For those of you who've got rhythm.
Woo. I think you have plenty of rhythm, Nikki. I've heard you rap.
Okay. Anyways, Elite Beat Agents is a music video game developed by INIS, or we're going to just call it INIS, and published by Nintendo for the Nintendo DS. The player taps and drags on indicated locations on the touchscreen of the DS in time to the rhythm of the music to score points, while the upper screen shows comic-style scenes of the fictional Elite Beat Agents cheering on others in tough situations through their dance moves.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet dance moves.
And that's all they do is just cheer you on while you accomplish your very hard task.
Yeah. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Except grunt when you make a mistake.
And fall over, like, really dramatically.
So
like,
dramatic. Be like Elite Beat Drama Agents. Am I right?
Yeah. All right. Are you ready to get into it?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. Agents are go!
All right, now that you've said that we are go, we can go through the past.
It's official.
It's official. Like you said, Elite Beat Agents was developed by INIS. And so right off the bat, I'm going to start off with a fun fact.
What?
Did
That's
you,
crazy.
I know, right? I'm just totally skipping ahead. But did you know that Elite Beat Agents is actually a spiritual sequel to a Japanese game called, and I'm going to butcher this pronunciation, and I'm very sorry, Ostatake Uendan.
No, I didn't. I haven't even heard of Elite Beat Agents until about 2 weeks ago when you picked it as your game.
Well, I bet you're very surprised then.
Oh, yeah. I'm shocked. Actually, not that shocked. It has a very Japanese-y vibe to it.
It does, doesn't it? I think it's the comics that are, they're, you know, they're left or right. But they do have a lot of similarities to manga.
Like, yeah, I feel like
with the emotions and the characters and stuff.
Something about it reminds me of Katamari. Like the cutscenes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what an Uendan is? I'm probably butchering that pronunciation.
No, what is it?
So in Japan, it's a cheering squad.
Oh, okay.
Or like a cheering section. They're usually large groups that make a lot of noise, playing drums, blowing horns, and waving flags and banners. They're not exactly cheerleaders, but it's not uncommon for an Uendan to include cheerleaders.
Gotcha. So it's like the spirit section at a United game.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good comparison.
Yes. We have a really good spirit section in Atlanta for the Atlanta United games. For those listening who may not be from Atlanta, we do. People get hype.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the premise of Ostatake Uendan is very similar to Elite Beat Agents. It details the plight of several different characters in hopeless situations. Members of either the all-male cheer squad or all-female cheerleader group appear to help cheer the person on as they work out their problems. Most of the scenarios are inspired by modern Japanese culture or are heavily influenced by manga and have lighthearted or funny tone.
Yeah.
And the track list also features well-known J-pop artists from the late 1990s and early 2000s. And the gameplay is pretty much identical to Elite Beat Agents, where you're kind of tapping along with the song.
Okay, okay. So they just pretty much made like an American version of it?
Yeah, so the developers of Ostatake Uendan were really surprised by the high import sales of the game to North America.
Okay, so a lot of people were just playing the Japanese version.
Yeah, so Nintendo and NS began discussing the possibility of officially localizing the game beyond Japan. However, it was decided that selling the game at retail in Western markets would have been unfeasible due to the game's innate reliance on Japanese popular music and culture references.
And you said this came out in 2006, right?
Yes.
So yeah, so eBay and all that would have been totally a thing. So I wonder where people were buying it from. If it was eBay or if there was this like,
yeah, that's a good question.
You know, specific site you could get games from. There are also Japanese games.
There are also like expos and stuff. Japanese featured. I can think of a few that go through in Atlanta, like AWA, like Anime Week Atlanta. MomoCon.
And they sell Japanese video games?
Yeah, there's always vendors sections where they usually sell imported stuff from Japan.
Neat.
So at this point, Innis began developing Elite Beat Agents specifically for Western markets. They replaced members of the Uendan with government agents inspired by references from Ghostbusters, Blues Brothers, Men in Black, and Austin Powers for inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
So do you get all those references?
I didn't get Austin Powers, but mostly Men in Black. I mean, they pretty much straight up look like Men in Black.
To me, it's like a cross between Men in Black and Blues Brothers. Definitely got some Blues Brothers vibes.
I mean,
I think
they got similar outfits.
I think it's the suits. The suits and hats.
Yeah, exactly.
And dark sunglasses.
Like they're all wearing black suits with ties. Yeah, and black sunglasses while they're doing their sweet, sweet dance moves.
Yeah.
And grunting.
So the concept of the Elite Beat Agent Divas, the agent equivalent to the Uendan Cheer Girls for the expert difficulty, which I don't think you have actually got to expert difficulty or saw it.
No. Have you?
Yes, but like way back when. I haven't gotten to it on this cartridge yet.
Okay. So what happens? You get female agents once you get to the highest difficulty?
Yes.
Well, that's lame. Why can't they just be mixed? You know,
but yeah, them and Commander Khan directing the agents came from Charlie's Angels, or it was inspired by Charlie's Angels, with Commander Khan like sending members of his team out.
So they just ripped off all kinds of things for this
oh
game.
Yeah, all sorts of Western inspiration.
They're like, gotta include them all.
Oh, and the phrase agents are go was derived from Thunderbirds and the NASA launch sequence.
This is so random.
So yeah, like I said, or like you said, Elite Beat Agents was released in 2006 for Nintendo DS by Innis, and upon release it was pretty critically acclaimed, receiving an average score of 87.7 on Game Rankings. From the date of its release to November 28th, 2006, Elite Beat Agents sold 120,000 copies. Then President of America had stated that while sales were strong, he was disappointed that they were not better, having expected 300,000 copies sold in light of the critical acclaim the game got. So basically, it was a highly acclaimed game, didn't sell that well.
Yeah.
Or didn't sell as well as they wanted it to.
Gotcha. Well, it doesn't have name recognition.
Yeah.
It was on the DS, which is not something I don't think.
The DS was super popular.
Okay.
It was like...
Was it as popular as like console that you... That's not handheld?
Like it was one of Nintendo's highest sold devices before the Switch, I think.
Yeah. The title doesn't really let you know what you're doing either. Elite Beat Agents. I mean, that could just be a lot of different things. It could be beat 'em up. It could be music. It could be, you know.
I agree with you like that. There isn't a lot of name recognition with Elite Beat Agents, but to me, the name describes perfectly what's going on. I mean, you're keeping a beat to a song.
I wonder if they like marketed it well.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, I actually don't really like this game that much. So I'm not surprised that it didn't sell that much, but it seems like the people who did buy it really liked it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good.
Yeah, I guess maybe it was a more niche market than they were hoping for.
Were they hoping it would be like the next Guitar Hero or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was kind of along those lines, you know.
Because I saw that you can play two player on with it, right?
Yeah.
And so if someone else has a DS, you let like hook up or something. I don't know. How did things work in 2006?
It was through Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I might be wrong about this, and we never got a chance to test this out because we only have one DS.
Yeah.
But I think you can play some songs where you just have one person has the cartridge and the other can play along with them.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
But yeah, the multiplayer is one thing we didn't get to. Man, I'm kind of disappointed by that.
Well, Don't buy me a DS just for that. Okay.
But you're missing out. It's so good.
Sorry.
Okay. So moving on from the history, we got some fun facts.
Yay. Fun facts.
I got five fun facts.
Whoa. Five? Plus you already did one fun fact.
Yeah. So
the
six.
Beginning.
Six in total.
Going totes out of order. Being all chaotic and stuff. All right. So hit me with your best fun facts.
Okay. So
only when the circle perfectly lines on top of the other circle.
I don't hear any music. I can't tell if it's right. Okay, so Innis, or INIS, the company that made Elite Beat Agents, I think I was telling you this earlier, but it's actually an acronym. Do you want to guess what INIS stands for?
International Ninja Institute. Situation.
Close.
Oh, dang, so close.
No, I'm joking. It stands for Infinite Noise of the Inner Soul.
Wow, I almost had it.
Yeah,
for real.
You just said random
words.
I was
very close.
Pretty yeah. close.
Yeah, this sounds like nonsense.
It's a very deep name.
Mm-hmm. They're like, whatever, we're going to acronym it anyways. Like, no one will really have to know.
Okay, so fun fact number two. So before they came up with the government agents, the original concept was to have a trio of dancers stylized after the village people called the Disco Rangers.
Yeah.
Do you think the Disco Rangers would have sold better than the Elite Beat Agents?
Yes. I think that would have been so fun. I would have bought that one over Elite Beat Agents, I think.
Just some random dudes in suit versus basically the village people.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that would have sold better or not. I'm thinking probably not. But
I mean, I can see the ideas are the same. They're just taking stuff from pop culture and basically trying to make a game with it.
Yeah, true. All right, so fun fact number three. The initial name they came up with for the agents were the Supersonic Agents, but the name was scrapped because they were afraid that people might get it confused with the Sonic game.
Yeah. I could see that.
Supersonic agents, yeah.
Be like expect a bunch of little blue hedgehogs dancing around, doing some sweet, sweet dance moves.
It might have sold better if they went ahead and tied it in with Sonic, and yeah. It was just like Sonic cheering people on.
I might have liked it better. I don't know, I want to see Sonic do some dance moves.
So, fun fact number four, during development, a website called 1UP.com listed Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca as one of the game's tracks, but the song was not included in the final release of the game. My guess.
Scandal.
Yeah, my guess is that they never got the track licensed. Maybe they made a level for it, but they couldn't release it because of licensing.
Yeah.
That's just my guess. Or maybe, you know, they just made some concept art or concept video or something. Do you think?
I think it's the first thing. I think they probably just weren't able to get the rights to it.
Yeah. Do you think it would?
It's such a low-hanging fruit of a game, you know. Like I'm surprised they got like some of the ones they did, like Skater Boy, because that one was pretty popular.
2006. When did that song come out? 2003.
I have no idea when 2004. That song came out.
It was. I think it was a little.
So it was a little older when this game came out.
My guess is it was past its prime, and gotcha. They kind of like caught it on the rebound.
Gotcha.
But I could be wrong on that.
I mean. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so my final fun fact. Fun fact number five. Or actually six.
Well, yeah, if you count the bonus one.
Yeah. So Elite Beat Agents was never released in Japan, but had similar high import rates to Os Tatake Uendan in North America.
I think it's probably just the fans of each one are wanting to play the other one.
Yeah.
Because they like the game and they want something similar.
Yeah, I think that's true. And Os Tatake Uendan did have a sequel to it.
Yeah.
Unlike Elite Beat Agents.
People are still waiting.
Still waiting for that sequel.
Still waiting. I actually did see a lot of people that like had mentioned that they were waiting for that when I was looking for like the future stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm honestly surprised it never really got a sequel because... Man, like those rhythm games are so popular, like Guitar Hero, Dance Dance Revolution. Like, and this was in the heyday. This was like kind of right in the middle of it when they were at the peak of their popularity.
Yeah. I think I would like this better if it was on Nintendo Now, and you played with a regular button pad.
Really?
Instead of the stylus. So.
I like the stylus.
Yeah.
So. I guess as someone who never had a DS, maybe the stylus didn't feel natural.
True. Stylus reminds me of like those old like phones and stuff.
Yeah, those old PDAs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Eric, you want to get into the pros and the cons?
Yeah, if we must.
Well, do you want to talk about the story first?
There's so many great stories. I'll list that as a pro. Yeah, so many.
So you go first. So your first pro is the story? Yeah,
first pro is I love the concept of the game a lot. Most of the scenarios are funny and ridiculous. You know, like a taxi driver who will lose his license if he's caught speeding again, but then he has to get a pregnant lady to the hospital before she gives birth. Just stuff like that. Or a meteorologist who promises her kid a sunny day out, and literally has a 100% chance of raining the next day, and she has to figure out how to change the weather.
So she fights off, like, the storm clouds and stuff.
Yeah, and she gets, like, all her viewers to help her. Just like ridiculous.
Yeah, there's
stuff.
A lot of silly things. There's one that's kind of like Paris and Nicole.
Yeah.
Where they're like stranded on an island and all the like island animals think they're hot and stuff.
Yeah, so they're like just giving them and bringing them stuff. So they're like building them shelter for them and like bringing them food and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. I like that part too. It's just, I have that as one of my pros too. They're just kind of funny and silly.
Yeah, you know, it's very lighthearted.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah,
One exception. And one incredibly sad.
The Christmas song.
Yeah, one incredibly sad exception.
You know. Yeah, they could have definitely had a much happier Christmas song. But whatever. Maybe they just, you know, they're trying to balance. You know, it's like,
yeah,
You're too happy. You got to have a low, and then we'll bring you back up.
Exactly. I think that's what they were going for.
I think they did a good job of having, like, some new songs and some old songs for the time.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, the...
Good mix.
The music choices are pretty well balanced. I also liked how the songs, or the stories didn't take the songs literally. Like, they didn't, like, you know, Skater Boy wasn't... The scenario wasn't, like, about a skater boy.
Yeah.
It was about a taxi driver. You know, it was just different. They didn't feel the need to interpret the songs exactly by the lyrics.
Yeah.
Which made the scenarios more fun, I feel like.
Yeah, they got pretty creative.
Yeah.
Matching the stories to the songs.
Yeah, and just the... I feel like the mechanics of the game actually make the songs more enjoyable to listen to. Because normally I wouldn't like a lot of those songs that much, and I liked them more, I feel like, in the context of the game.
Yeah, you're very picky when it comes to the music. They should have had all the Mountain Goats songs on there. That would have sold some games.
Oh, man, that would have sold one copy to me.
Yeah, and the other people that listen to that other podcast, we only listen to Mountain Goats podcast. I'm sure they'd probably buy it.
Probably not.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah, the gameplay is pretty intuitive, I think. Except not for me. Like, I think for other normal people it was intuitive. But for me, it took me a little bit. And then once I watched you play a couple of rounds, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put your pencil on the ball and follow it, not tap it on there. Because I saw like little dots underneath. So I thought it was like a tap thing. And of course, I was dying like so fast.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. Like, but I felt like for people that have played a lot of other rhythm and music games, then you might have like an advantage.
Yeah. And I feel like as this is like your first DS game you ever played, right?
Yeah.
So the stylus is still pretty foreign as far as the thing to play video games with.
Yeah, I'd much rather have just been able to use my hand or something.
Man, there's so many good DS games.
Yeah. What's something else you like?
I think I said this earlier, but I like how the agents don't really do anything to help. They're just there for, like, moral support.
Just there to, yeah.
They show up all dramatically, and then they just, like, cheering you on while you do all the hard, crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yep. They're just your hype squad, basically.
Yeah.
But you can fail at it pretty hard.
Yeah.
I like the artwork and style of the stories. It's kind of like a comic book type style with like different squares and stuff.
Oh yeah,
and it, like what do they call it? Dialogue bubbles and things like that, which I guess is manga style too. But
yeah, it's pretty clear it was very inspired by manga.
Yeah, but I think it's pretty fun. Like they don't. It's not exactly the same style every music video either. They kind of change it up a little bit.
Yeah. And they have a good diverse group of characters.
Yeah.
We're all pretty fun. One of the things I liked was this game has a very high bar for how challenging it can get, which adds to the bit of depth, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so yeah, there are four difficulty levels, breezing, cruising, sweating, and then the expert one, which I probably should have looked up what that one was.
Bussin'. Bussin'.
Oh, bussin'.
Just kidding. That's a newer word. I doubt that's what it's called.
Bustin' could have been on there. And one thing I kind of did was I'm like, oh, man, I used to be pretty good at this game. I'll go back in the third highest difficulty setting. Mm-hmm. And I just got fucking destroyed. It was a bloodbath. I'm like, okay, I gotta
take it down a notch.
Yeah, I gotta start at a lower difficulty setting to kind of get used to how to play this game again.
Yeah. It's hard when you haven't played a game for a while. It's like almost like playing it for the first time again. If it's been since 2006, that's like, what, 20 years almost? Well, not, but like 15 years, yeah, 14 years.
Closer to 15.
Yeah.
What else did you like?
I don't really have a lot else. what else do you have?
I think that's pretty much my list.
Okay.
I did not have a lot of cons for this, so I'm assuming you probably had more than enough.
Yeah, I have some.
Okay.
By some, I mean about five.
all right, go for it.
All right. So I think difficulty, even on easy for this game, is pretty tough. Especially if you're not used to playing on the DS and you haven't played a lot of music games like me. I feel like they could have did a better job of making the easy mode easier. Because they have four levels of difficulty.
Yeah.
So I feel like they could have just made the range more wide.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I can kind of understand what you're saying.
Because, like, I don't think a kid could play this game very well. Not, like, a younger kid. I think it would be too hard for them.
I think that kind of goes well with one of my cons for the game is sometimes the timing elements can be pretty confusing to figure out.
Yeah, because it's not on, like, the drum beat. It's on the beat of the lyrics sometimes.
Yeah. That's the thing.
But not all the time.
And there's no clear indication for when they're doing like the lyrics or when they're doing like a guitar part or when they're just doing the general rhythm of the song.
Exactly. And if you just try to watch the circle, because basically there's like a circle on the screen and a wider circle that slowly is closing in on the other circle. And the goal is for you to tap the circle when they meet up.
Yeah.
And so if you're trying to just do it visually, because you don't know the song or whatever, you're just going to be behind the whole time. So you kind of almost have to listen to the song a few times.
Yeah, and thankfully most of the songs are like really well-known songs and for the most part, you know, pretty easy delivery on the verses and choruses and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is confusing when you don't know the verse and then the rhythm is with the verse. So your first few times playing through your song are probably you're probably just going to like be butchering it and relying on that visual cue.
Exactly. And another thing that kind of sucks about this game is that if there's one part that you're getting stuck on, which is causing you to die, you pretty much have to play the whole song until you get to that one little spot and then you get that one try to practice it again, and that's basically it. And so it takes forever to kind of get good at the spot that you're dying on, because like to try it, it just takes so long. You have to listen to the whole song up until that point, and then if you just die again immediately at that spot, it can be very frustrating.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. It could have been good if they had like a practice mode where you could go back and like pinpoint parts of a song and just kind of practice it. I don't know. It might have been too difficult to program, though, but
yeah,
something like that would have been really helpful.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah. Things can get a little repetitive if you get stuck on like one song or something.
Yeah, that's what I was just kind of talking about.
But yeah, and then the cinematics of the song and stuff. You know, exactly. It's like, oh, I've seen this before. Like, okay, yeah. No way to skip this. But also at the same time, you can't really skip the cinematics because that's also skipping part of the song.
Timing, yeah. It just makes the replayability hard. Especially if you don't really like the songs too that they picked. Which, I mean, I don't have an issue with many of the songs, but like for you, you know, you probably wouldn't want to.
Like I said, I feel like the mechanics of playing the game elevated the songs.
Gotcha.
So I found the songs more tolerable when I was playing them as a game. I don't know why that is, because normally I wouldn't like almost any of those songs.
Yeah. Another thing is I don't like the stylus pen, which I already mentioned before, but it's just kind of awkward. I don't know. I get a weird like indention on my finger. It takes me back to elementary school when I used to write with a pencil all the time.
It's not really a game criticism so much as a criticism of the DS in general.
I guess so. But why? But not all games on the DS use the stylus pen, right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So that was a choice on their part.
Yeah.
And I think it was the easy way out, maybe. I don't know.
I think it was a good choice. It's fun to play with the stylus. I mean, I can't imagine. I don't think it would be nearly as fun doing it with the buttons on the DS.
Yeah. I'm not sure how you would even do it, but I don't know. Not a fan of the stylus. Okay. And then my last thing is, and this is a really big one and is very poorly designed for the video game, is... So, okay, when you get done with a level, there's, you know, your end screen. It has your grade on it. And at the bottom, there is a button that says replay. Like, as in, I thought it meant replay the level so you could try to get a better grade. Because my challenge was to get a C on every song. So I was replaying the songs over and over, even if I beat them, to try to get a better grade. Well, replay... does not mean replay the level. Replay means it's going to show you a replay of the level you just played. So you can basically watch a video of yourself playing the level. And there's no way to skip out of it, exit out of it, pause it, stop it, nothing. You have to watch the whole entire song until it's over. And then you have to exit out... and go back into the level to replay it.
You could have turned off the DS. This
just, no. Well, then you might as well. I mean, that takes as much time as like just listening to the song, basically. It was bad. I was so pissed. And then my stupid self was like, oh, maybe I hit this button instead of that button. So I went and tested it out again to make sure I wasn't crazy. And I had to sit through a whole nother freaking song just watching it, and I pressed every button. I did all the everything that you could except for turning it off. Hard turn off.
Yeah, you gotta do and the hard turn off.
Just like, why? Who wants to watch that? Like, it's not like Just Dance or anything where you're doing a funny dance and it's recording you. Like, I can imagine wanting to rewatch that. It's silly fun, but like, this is just, you're hitting circles on a screen. Like, why would you want to rewatch that?
Who wouldn't want to watch that? That sounds super entertaining.
And then why wouldn't they give you a way to exit out of it in case you accidentally hit that or something? Like, it's just so stupid. I wanted to throw the DS out the window, but it's yours and not mine, so I didn't do it.
You can show your friends how good you did on a level.
No. Who am I going to show? No one knows what this game is. They only sold 120,000 copies.
Oh, that was only the first period. They did sell more. Well,
whatever.
Over time.
It's still not a lot. Well, I don't know, over time, maybe. But I don't know a lot of people that know this game.
I know a lot of people who love this game.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Well, you've got nostalgia goggles on once again because you played this in college.
This is a great game. I do not have nostalgic goggles on. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of fun. Sure. This is probably one of the best rhythm music games ever.
Right. If you're listening, What do you think the best rhythm and music game is? Do you think it's Elite Beat Agents? Let's see what people say. All right. So do you have a lot of strategy for this?
Yes.
All right.
I got three whole things.
Let's go through it.
What's your strategy?
Strategy number one, don't mess up.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Pretty much the only strategy.
No, I mean, that's good because, I mean, and I didn't really realize this when I gave you your challenge, but how this game scores is by combos. Like, you get a higher multiplier, the higher your combo rate is. So if you mess up, you screw up your combo rate and you have to start all the way over. So basically, your score is determined based on how many you get in a row right. It has less to do with like your favorability or failing a level, mm-hmm. because you can almost fail a level and still like score really highly if you get a really long combo.
Gotcha.
So for score, you want to not mess up, like Nikki said.
So another strategy, I guess, is also knowing how the scoring works. Because that sounds like it would have been helpful.
I told you that.
Yeah, later, like a day ago after I've already been playing the game forever.
I didn't know, okay? I figured that out myself. You could have looked it up. Okay, so my good piece of strategy, if you're doing a song and there's a singer singing during a part, you're probably following the rhythm of them singing, like almost 100% of the time that someone is singing.
So like when the words start would be a new dot.
So when there are lyrics. Yeah, this can be tricky if you don't know the song well, but luckily most of the songs are really well known. And then there are other parts, you know, sometimes they'll have like a guitar part, like a rhythm.
Guitar solo or something.
Yeah, solo part where you're following that. Mm-hmm. And those are probably some of the trickier parts. But yeah, so, and then sometimes you're just following the general beat or rhythm of the song.
Yeah. I like to switch it up. Never the same.
Yeah.
People love that inconsistency, you know, in a video game. It's my number one favorite thing.
I feel like they had the color coding system like going on. You know, it would count to a certain number and then it would change colors, right?
Oh. But I just thought they did that so you wouldn't get them all mixed up.
Yeah.
You know?
And they kind of do, and that's what it's for. But they could have also had some kind of coloring with the different parts of the song, you know, like if it were the words or a shape, or, you know, they could have engineered some way to know, like, okay, this is the rhythm of the lyrics. This is the rhythm of the guitar. This is the rhythm of like the beat. They could have done that.
Yeah, they could have.
Strategy.
What's your last piece of strategy?
Strategy number two.
What? You already did two.
I'm doing three, I guess. Four, I guess. Strategy number three.
Lies. Liar.
Tapping your foot really helps.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it does kind of help.
Did you tap your foot?
I tried, yeah. I don't know.
Or bobbing your head or any kind of like rhythm thing you can do on your body.
Some way to keep time.
Yeah, exactly. My last bit of strategy is headphones are extremely helpful with this song. The speakers on the DS are okay, but really don't have much bass to them. So it's a lot easier to keep up with the rhythm while you're wearing headphones.
Yeah, I could see that. I just didn't want to wear the headphones most of the time. So
that's why you're struggling so much.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have those headphones on.
Yeah.
It tells you.
Also, the DS is heavy, too. So just be sitting on the couch, like holding the DS up. It's like you're holding a brick and you're playing this game. And it's like, dang, it's an arm workout.
I don't think it's that bad. I will say the original DS was lighter than the 3DS that we played it on. So that might make some difference.
It's okay. So, Eric, did you find anything about the future?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
I looked and I didn't find anything.
Really?
Man, so what did you find?
You're just not as good of a researcher as me.
So what's up? What did you find?
So yeah, 10 years after release, Elite Beat Agents director and designer Kaicho Yano, I think I pronounced that right, stated in an interview that he would love to bring a sequel, Elite Beat Agents, to a Nintendo platform, but the exact circumstances will depend on the capability of those platforms and how well the game fits into it. So the guy who made Elite Beat Agents wants to make a sequel, but he just doesn't know when or how it's going to work or what gaming system he wants to put it on.
Okay, but you said that was like 2010?
That was 10 years after release, so it would have been 2016. Yeah.
That's a long time ago. We do future differently. I count future like from here, like today's date and on. And you do it from like the release of the game on, right?
Yeah. I mean, because this happens after the history that we talked about with the game.
Yeah. So maybe there'll be another one. Maybe there won't. I don't really care. But I'm sure some people do.
Nikki is not going to be playing this game.
Hardcore fans.
After today, she's going to take the game and toss it out the window.
No. But you know what game I am a fan of? The next game that I'm picking.
Which we're not to yet because we haven't discussed how your challenge went.
What? We don't need to talk about that.
So, Nikki.
I was trying to zoom on past that. No one needs to know that I'm really, really bad at this game.
So, Nikki, did you get a C or better on all the main levels on the difficulty setting Breezin?
No.
Oh, what happened?
Dude, I tried to play that last level. Okay, for one, to get a C is really hard, actually, in this game.
I was surprised how difficult it was.
Yeah, you'll be like thinking, dang, I did so good on this level. Like, I almost hit every single freaking circle. And then you'll get to the end and it'll be like, D. And you're like, crap, what the heck?
It's those combos, man. It's not favorability. It's the amount of ones you get right in a row.
Well, I will say I played most of the levels. I got through most of the levels, but I got a D, not a C. And then that last level, I played it, probably 20 times. And I just kept dying. And I just...
Yeah.
Something's not clicking, obviously. Like, it's not making sense for me.
Yeah, the last couple levels of the game are very hard. I'll say that.
Yeah. So I almost beat the game.
almost
doesn't count, and I was nowhere near being the challenge because I only got a C on maybe like two songs.
Yeah, and I feel like,
and that's when I was playing them over and over again, and I almost didn't even get past the first round of songs because I was just replaying those ones over and over to get a C. And luckily you were just like, try to beat the game. So I moved on, and I was able to get D's on pretty much everything. But man, C's are hard.
Yeah, and I kind of feel a little bit guilty about this.
Yeah.
Because I'm realizing now, like, the letter grades are easier to get up at the higher levels because you have more opportunities for longer combos.
Oh.
Which it's easier to
miss.
So
you cheated.
No, I'm just saying it's easier to miss a note or miss a hit at the lower levels because they kind of come a little bit, like, fewer. I feel like there's a lot more notes,
slower, yeah
on the later difficulty settings, so it's easier to get like a longer combo going, at least in my opinion. Maybe that's not right, but
yeah. So I guess I'll be rapping.
Yeah,
rappity rap rapping.
Oh well.
I hope everyone can get the score high enough, or else I'm just gonna stop in the middle of the rap and make you regroup.
You have to listen to it until you get it right.
All right, hit play. I'm hitting and tapping this screen. Holla if you know what I mean. I'm really not trying to make a scene. Holla if you sipping on that lean. Dragging the beat, this is neat. Slap the meat, bread is wheat. Cake is sheet, no deceit. It is a feat, I can't cheat. Dodging the sleet, being the heat. Have a seat, next to Pete. Suck my teeth. Punk ass agent.
Wow, you had really good rhythm in that, Nikki.
Yeah, that sounded totally authentic. You didn't stutter while you were saying that. It didn't seem like you were lying to me at all.
I will edit my stutters out. Thank you very much.
It's okay to have a stutter. But thank you. Even if it is a lie, I guess.
It's not a lie.
I was trying to go for something silly.
Yeah.
I accomplished silly.
It is very silly.
Yeah, just like the game.
All right. So what is this next game that we're going to be playing? Yeah.
So talking about this game that I didn't like that much made me think about a game that I like a whole lot. And it's actually one of my favorite games. And I haven't picked it yet. And this is kind of like the equivalent of you not picking Mega Man yet, because it's a game that I really like.
Is it a game or a game series?
Well, game series.
Oh, okay.
But obviously, you know, I'm just going to pick one of the games out of the series.
Not going to try to do an entire series?
Is that allowed?
God, I hope not.
Okay. I was like, I don't think that's a... I mean, it's not a specific rule, but I don't think we could play that many games in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
God of War.
Woo!
2018.
Yeah, those are... Those are really fun games, like very heavy action, heavy violence, man.
Heavy story. So the original one, I think, came out in 2005. It's also just called God of War. So that's why like saying 2018 after
Yeah. And I hate how they do that where they name it the same exact name. So then you have to include the year whenever.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just like put, I don't know, something behind it.
Yeah,
just like
God of War 4 or God of War, like Redemption or something.
God of War, Father and Son. I don't know.
I mean, the new God of War, I think they're calling like Ragnarok, right?
Yeah.
So why didn't they just call it like whatever, wherever this game is based?
I don't know. Maybe I'll find out. We'll see.
Yeah.
But anyways, are you excited?
Yeah.
Have you ever played any of these games?
Yeah, and they're fun games. Yeah. Awesome. I enjoy them.
Okay. So your challenge is to beat the game and free all the dragons.
Free all the dragons.
Yeah, beat the game and free all the dragons.
How many dragons are there?
I think there's 3.
Okay. Is this like super difficult?
I don't think so. Hmm. I think you'll be able to do it. It's just, will you do it before you beat the game, or will you have to go back and do some after you beat the game?
Okay, yeah, it sounds fun.
Because I don't think you have to free the dragons to beat the game, necessarily.
Killing dragons is my specialty.
Yeah, not killing, free them.
Oh, I thought, okay, isn't that the same thing? I'm kidding.
It was like freeing them to dragon heaven or something.
Exactly. Okay, yeah.
All right, anyways, see you guys next time.
All right.
Bye.
Take it easy. Bye.